Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, December 24th. Hi, I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
Your host of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where every week we bring you a different genre or a different theme depending on the weather and or the time of year. And what's today, Abby?
I don't know. It's December 24th.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, well, I hope you guys enjoy the show today. It's Christmas Eve. Happy Christmas Eve.
Happy.
To you.
Yeah, happy. It's Christmas Eve at 6 p.m.
At 6
hope
p.m.
everyone's cozy.
Yeah, maybe you're having a little Christmas Eve dinner and we're on in the background. And for that, I apologize. We're also joined by a special guest today. Hello, special guest.
Hi, I'm Wes Boatwright.
Hi, Abby's brother is joining us today. And we're doing Christmas classics that Abby has picked out because, I mean, if either of us were going to put together the Christmas classics playlist, it was definitely going
to
be you.
Yeah, so I tried to put together some Christmas classics without repeating, I think, too many of last year. I think I only repeated one. So we got some Christmas classics, but some different Christmas classics because Skylar made most of the playlist last year. So I made most of the playlists this year. Which
I think
cool.
We're repeating two.
Oh, two. Right. Yes, two. Because the one that Skylar asked me to include.
Yes.
And then one I repeated because it's my favorite Christmas song and it's Canadian. So
yes,
I repeated it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to get into some the festive spirit tonight. Do you have anything to say about the first song? Should we just jump in?
I think that the first one just starts her off, which is why I put it there. So.
All right, there you go. Andy Williams here. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Christmas, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Happy Christmas Eve. We're doing some Christmas classics on this show here. It's December. It's almost Christmas, which means it's almost the end of
the funding drive.
Correct. Good job. I like your, like, blank stare every time I look at you to, like, fill in the blank. That's right. So almost the end of CFRC's annual 2025 funding drive. If you haven't yet donated, please consider doing so. Maybe as a late Christmas gift to the CFRC enjoyer in your life. Go to cfrc.ca/donate. You can donate directly to CFRC and be eligible for perks and some merch and also song requests, because remember, we're doing a request show in January, or you could donate through Queen's University and get that
sweet tax receipt.
CFRC.ca/donate. Wham.
Yeah. I put that one at the beginning. Well, of course we had to include it, but I put that one towards the beginning because I feel like people always put it at the end. So yeah. I wanted to shake things up and put it at the beginning.
Yeah. Wasn't it the last song that we played last year? Yeah.
But like, I think it fits well as a final song, but it's also more upbeat than a lot of Christmas songs, so I wanted to put it, like, towards the front of the show.
Yeah.
But wouldn't be Christmas without that song, I don't think. And I wonder, I know it was iconic before he passed away, too, but, like, what George Michael thinks about how this is still, like, probably top five Christmas songs for, like, most people every single year, which
it
I think is kind of cool.
It was my only request to you to put on this playlist. Wes comes with a fun fact for this one.
Yeah, I got a fun fact. I recently found out George Michael practically did everything on this song. He wrote, produced, sang, and did pretty much did everything, which is probably a true testament to his ability as a musician. And like Abby said, if it's more popular now that he's gone, I think it's a testament to his skill. To his skill.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he did direct, though. Did he direct the music video? Now, come in with a fun fact during our next speaking break. Okay. Wes is our fact guy. He's like, when you have a podcast, which is basically kind of what this is, and then it's like, producer, fact check that. Wes is kind of our producer.
Well, on the Handsome podcast, which is like the one with Mae Martin and Fortune Feaster and Tig Notaro, they have this thing they call Mae Fact, because Mae would just share random facts about random things all the time, and then Tig started going, May fact. So I feel like that's like what we're gonna do here, because there's three of us still.
Yeah, that's good. The next track, you have anything to say?
Well, last year, this is a pretty iconic Christmas album. And last year we played Elf's Lament with Michael Bublé, because I love that one, and I feel like it's overlooked on this album, but I think it's so funny. But I wanted to play this one this year because I think this is the most iconic one, at least now. I don't know when it came out, if some of them are more popular, but I hear this one every year.
Yeah.
So I wanted to include this on the Classic Christmas Show. So
yeah, I think I played this on my first Christmas show, the like folk Christmas show that I would have done. But it's a good one. Can we sidebar and talk about Michael Bublé and his, like, Santa Baby rendition quickly?
Sure. I didn't put Michael Bublé on.
No, I know. I know we didn't.
But we didn't play him last year either.
I know. And it's intentional. But his, like, rendition of Santa Baby, where he's like, Santa Buddy.
Yeah.
His, like, no homo version of Santa Baby. Where he just is like, Santa Buddy, you want to get me a Rolex really bad? And it's
like, you sound just like him.
I know, thank you. Anyways, it's just one of the funniest Christmas songs to me, because it's like, why can't you just sing Santa Baby? Why does it have to be Santa Buddy? I don't know. Yapping too much about
because
Santa Buddy.
It brings all the masculinity back by singing Santa.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
My buddy Santa's got a gift.
Yeah. Sorry. I forgot. Anyways, so not playing Michael Bublé here. You're welcome. The Bare Naked Ladies here. God rest ye, merry gentlemen. We three kings.
God rest ye. Merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. God, our Heavenly Father, this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Westward leading, still proceeding.
and rolling through the snow at a frightening speed with the half a dozen deer with the Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every pad with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
Merry Christmas, Saint Nick.
Christmas comes this time each year.
The Beach Boys, they're Little Saint Nick. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9, our Christmas Eve Christmas Classics special. We have a resident Beach Boys fanatic in the house.
Yeah, I would say so. They're my favorite band.
Okay.
Yes, and I have a fun fact about this song, too.
Uh-huh.
There's two mixes. There's the mono and the stereo. The mono version features sleigh bells, while the stereo does not.
Well, what version did we just play?
I thought that we played the mono one, but I don't know.
That's just like a fun fact.
I think it's the mono one.
Yeah.
Well, if you heard sleigh bells, then it was
mono.
The mono.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Well, there's also a 90s mix, which is different, too, because I saw that when I was putting the playlist together, but I picked this one.
I don't know about
that. So when they remixed it for stereo, where did the sleigh bells go?
So they removed the sleigh bells on the stereo to fit better with the album as a whole. Oh. Whereas like the mono version, I guess they were like, well, if they're only going to listen to this, sleigh bells.
That's the Beach Boys are like one of my, they're like the Beatles in stereo. Yeah. For when you listen to them. Yeah. When they either remixed or started recording in stereo, I don't know enough about their process, but they just like pan the different voices. Yeah. Completely to different sides, so if you have one headphone in, there's sometimes just like one guy.
Yeah.
It scared me. I remember, I'll never forget this, listening to a Beach Boys song, I think it might have been Barbara Ann, and somebody's voice just came in on the left that I wasn't expecting, and it actually scared me. I was wearing AirPods, this was in high school, and somebody's just voice just came in with a, like, fourth or fifth harmony, and I, like, jumped, because it just was, like, right in your ear. I was like, who? When they bounced it for stereo, they weren't even thinking about, like, in-ear headphones at that yeah. time, but it was still just funny. I was like, this sounds crazy, but it's like Skylar and I talked about in school, some of the Beatles remixes kind of do the same thing. It's like,
yeah.
Cat food. John is all the way in one ear, and Paul is all the way in the other.
Ringo's yeah. drums.
Yeah, well, that I was just gonna say, Abby and I took a lot of like audio mixing classes in high school, and our like running joke between the two of us when our professor would be like, and then you pan it to the left, Abby and I would be like, yeah, send John down the hall, get him out of here, I don't even want to see him anymore, I want him so far left you can only barely hear him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, I think stereo works sometimes. Like, God only knows when they all go off
yeah,
in
yeah.
different ears.
No,
it's such
it
a good
sounds
example
good.
Of it
it's just funny to, I think, also maybe if you are familiar with listening to them in mono and yeah. then hearing it in stereo, it's like just sounds different.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So. And I mean, bands now like hard pan a lot. Like, Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call by Bleachers. They have so much hard panning in there. Like, the mm-hmm. saxophone's like behind you at one point.
Yeah.
But the mixes now that people can do audio digitally are so dense mm-hmm. compared to like the Beatles or the Beach Boys. So when they hard pan, it's just so much more obvious that Ringo's down the hall.
Yeah. But Skylar and I also joke about how these songs are the best to test your speakers.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you're trying to figure out if they're balanced or if one is on or whatever, you
yeah.
just play. I always play Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Like, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes
yeah.
starts completely on the left, I think, and then the right comes in with the
yeah.
bass, so you can hear if you're missing something.
And I went, whenever we were driving one day, and then you were like, yeah, this song's a good song to test speakers, I was like, oh yeah, you're right. And then I was in a theater one day, and I was like trying to test my speakers, and I was like, oh, why don't I play Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, and then to test the stereo. And then this like old tech guy walked in, and he was like, oh, I never, and it was a guy who like low-key didn't respect me. And he was like, oh, I never even thought to, oh my God, I never even thought to play this song. Like, bewildered that me,
yeah,
I was playing Sweet Judy Blue Eyes to test speakers. Anyways, so thanks for that.
No problem.
Moving from the Beach Boys to now this next track, do you have anything to say about this? Any fun facts? Anything?
This is our mom's favorite Christmas song, I think.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yo, shout out Rochelle.
Yeah. So, and I think it's another classic that, you know, stands its ground every year and continues to be played and continues to remain relevant.
Yeah, so. I think so too. Stevie Wonder here, Someday at Christmas.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with moms like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars, when we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time. Someday at Christmas, we'll see a land with no hungry children, no empty hand. One happy morning, people will share a world where people care. Oh, someday at Christmas, there'll be no tears, when all men are equal and no man has fears. One shiny moment, one prayer away from our world today. Someday all our dreams will come to
Staples there with Christmas Vacation, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. December is almost over, which means that the CFRC annual funding drive is also almost over. If you have not donated yet, please consider doing so and go to cfrc.ca/donate. We have lots of cool perks and merch, and if you put in a song request to Sky's the Limit, we'll play it on our request show in January. If you want to put in a request, you can donate. Go to cfrc.ca/donate. That's it. Funding drive. Yay!
Yay!
Donate. David Staples, Christmas Vacation. That's from the movie.
That's from the movie. Yes. It plays in the intro with a little cartoon Santa.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
And I didn't know that was Mavis Staples. I've always loved the song. Like in the movie, it's how it like opens, right? And yeah, what an icon.
Yeah.
Like Mavis, you know Mavis Staples and the Staples Singers.
Yeah.
Really cool. So I think it fits well in the Christmas classics. I was adding it just because I liked the song and it's a classic for us because we always watch the movie, us meaning me and Wes. But then, like, Mavis 100% belongs on this playlist with Stevie Wonder and all those other icons. So it's cool.
And National Lampoon's is your favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah, Christmas Vacation is my favorite Christmas movie, yes.
What's yours, Appy?
Probably It's a Wonderful Life.
Good choice.
But I also like, not to be that guy, but I like a lot of the non-traditional Christmas movies to like watch them at Christmas. So like Edward Scissorhands and Catch Me If You Can is one of my favorite things because it's a you go from Christmas to Christmas to Christmas in the movie. But like classic Christmas movies, probably It's a Wonderful Life. What about you, Skylar?
Well, I mean, a classic with my sister and I is Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh, yeah. I watched that again this year.
Yeah, that's like a classic. It's just so, like, the bits in it are really funny. The honey ham.
Yeah,
the
honey glazed everybody ham. In it, like Dan Aykroyd, is just in that movie.
I mean, there are some people in it that aren't the best now, but the movie itself sort of stands up. And then I just watched Muppets A Christmas Carol for the first time.
That's what
I
was trying to think
of. I've never seen a Muppets
movie. That's 100% my other favorite. I was trying to think. I was like, I watched it this year. That's it. Yeah,
I've never seen any Muppets movies. And I started with Muppets A Christmas Carol.
Good choice.
And it's fantastic. Like, it's so good. Yeah. So that might be my favorite Christmas movie now. But then a classic that I sort of have just watched my whole life is the stop motion Rudolph. Yeah,
good
like
one.
The OG Rudolph. It's like boring, but the songs in it are really good.
But what's his name is so feisty, the elf.
Oh my god, yeah, the little blonde elf.
The dentist?
Yeah, what's his name? It's like
I can't remember.
Hermy.
Thank you. I can't remember.
And Yukon Cornelius.
Yeah.
And Bumble. I really like Bumble. And some of the songs are just really good. I've played songs from the Rudolph soundtrack on Christmas shows before.
It's also interesting how like some of the iconic Christmas songs come from movies because you just listen, like the Grinch soundtrack, like the live action one is very iconic, like the OG cartoon with the You're a Mean One Mr. Grinch is iconic, but the like the Where Are You Christmas and Green Christmas by the Bare Naked Ladies was in the Grinch, like it's just interesting how they
and Silver and Gold by Burl Ives, that's from Rudolph.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to get back into Canadian here with this next track. I don't listen to her Christmas music very often, Sarah McLachlan's.
I don't either, but I know that this album, I think it's called Winter Song, is like a very popular holiday album for a lot of people. And I wanted to play this because this is one of my favorite Christmas songs. It's a Gordon Lightfoot song. Mm. And we played the Gordon version last year.
Yes.
So I included this version because a lot of people know this one. And I wanted to include it in some format. So
there you go. Okay. Sarah McLachlan here with Song for a Winter's Night.
The lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. Snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near.
is growing dim. The shades of night are lifting. The morning light steals across my window pane. Where webs of snow are drifting. If I
Christmas must be tonight. It is tomorrow night. Yeah, that's true. Christmas must be tomorrow. Yeah. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. No, I liked your little fun fact there.
Tomorrow's Christmas?
Yeah. As Kermit the Frog says, in After A Muppet all, Christmas Carol, one more sleep till Christmas. Crash.
That's true. Muppets A Christmas Carol had a lot of good bits.
Yeah, and then he goes skating with penguins.
I like there's like a lot of memes this year that were talking about how the meme was like, wow, there really is a song at the beginning of Muppet's Christmas Carol that is just like absolutely blasting Scrooge as he walks down the street. Yeah. They're like, I would hate everybody too if everywhere I went everyone just to my face called me a jerk.
That's literally what I said. I was like, they're not being very nice to this guy. No cheeses for us, Mises.
If he became a flavor, you would bet he would be sour. And then the guy goes, even the vegetables don't like him. Like, it's so crazy.
Anyways, the band.
Anyways,
I want you to be able to talk about your song.
Yeah.
The band, Christmas Must Be Tonight.
It's my favorite Christmas song.
Why?
Because I like it.
Okay.
I like the band. It has a, like, special place in my Christmas memories because the first time I ever heard it was at the town hall. They always had a Christmas Eve show that I would go to, and somebody would play this every single year.
I see.
And before I even knew who the band were and et cetera. And then I found out that it was a song by the band, and I really liked the original, too, which doesn't often happen if you see a really good cover by somebody and then fall in love with that, and then you listen to the original and go, oh, okay, I see. But I really liked the original off of Islands by the band, and then became my favorite Christmas song because it just doesn't feel like Christmas without it. So
there you go.
That's my story.
The next song, it's a bit of a pivot. I mean, it's not a bit of a pivot. It's just that was very sincere, and the next song I kind of want to make fun of.
Well, at Christmas Classic Show, I hear this every year, so I put it on.
I hear it against my will. Listen, I love Bruce Springsteen.
He has Jeremy Allen White.
What?
Jeremy Allen White plays Bruce Springsteen.
It's the year of Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, sorry. Love Bruce Springsteen. Shout out New Jersey. But...
I made Wes laugh. It's a Christmas miracle.
But this song, come on. It's a choice. Why is he just, he's just hooting and hollering. Like, he's just screaming. Anyways,
how would you feel if you knew that Santa Claus was coming to town?
Well,
like, you better watch out. He's warning you.
I think that the people in this town need to watch out not for Santa, but for Bruce.
He's roaming, letting everyone know.
Roaming the streets, just drunk on Christmas. Anyways, I'm going to introduce this song like how Bruce sings in it.
Here is Bruce Springsteen!
That's it. That's all I have.
Okay. Good.
That's my Bruce Springsteen impression. Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? What? Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good, or what? Oh, that's not many, not many. You guys are in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You
Christmas time. Time, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That brings us to the end of our Christmas Eve special tonight. Hope you enjoyed spending a little bit of your Christmas Eve with us three on the radio here. And as Christmas Eve comes to a close, so does, just wanted to remind you, the funding drive. If you're looking for any last-minute Christmas gifts, CFRC.ca/donate. A charitable donation is always a great Christmas gift. Brian Adams there.
Something about Christmas time.
Something about
there
it.
There is something just about Christmas time.
Makes me wish it was Christmas every day. I had to put Bruce and Brian together because I just thought it was funny.
That's a crazy, like, lineup that we're going, especially into this last song. Mm-hmm. That's a crazy, yeah, anyways.
Classics, though. Great. You always hear them. The rock Christmas, like the rock radio stations play these songs at Christmas.
Was it last week on the Alternative Christmas show, I said that these aren't the songs that you're going to hear in Canadian Tire.
Those two
are the songs that you will hear in Canadian Tire.
Half the story Springsteen, half the story Brian Adams.
There you go. Perfect. I imagine if it was Christmas every day, though.
No.
Well, I don't want to either. Like, that wouldn't be very fun.
No.
No.
Even Christmas dinner, every dinner.
That'd be too much.
Gifts every day.
No.
Too much stuff.
Snow.
No.
Bruce Springsteen singing Christmas songs 24/7.
Santa Claus. Coming to town.
Shout out New Jersey.
Oh, gosh. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everyone. We're finishing this show off with Mrs.
Mother.
Are you a friend?
We're finishing this.
Are you a friend?
Show off.
I love Dorothy.
With I got the reference. Thanks you.
I was just helping
you. With Mother. Mother Judy Garland. Why?
Because I really like this song and I like this version.
There's no place like home.
It's not from The Wizard of Oz.
That's not her only role.
But have yourself a merry little Christmas, and then there are dozens of versions, but I just think this one is quite good. Do you know the stuff about Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, like the original version I sent you? You guys can look this up on your own, but if you look up Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, the lyrics aren't actually what they originally were.
Interesting.
And the song is a lot darker, actually. And it was, without knowing the facts, it was a bit more of a, like, sort of sad and a bit fearful song because it was being sung not knowing if this was going to be, like, the last Christmas. So it was, like, have yourself a merry little Christmas despite, I don't remember exactly what times, whether it was from a war or some type of famine or something, despite what's going on. Because I know one of the lyrics is, next year we all may be living in New York. You can look it up anyways after the song or during that. The lyrics have changed a bit, but it's interesting that it's, you know, continued on, even though that version might not be relevant anymore. They changed it to be something that can be repeated every year and be a meaningful Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas song.
Interesting.
But yeah, there's a fact about that one.
There you go. There's our fun facts. So from me and Abby and Wes, we wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a happy rest of your Christmas Eve. Judy Garland here. Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Let your heart be next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming. Skip.